In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He is from Cleveland.com. You know him and love him. Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Right now, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and he is in the heart of the Big Apple. He is in New York City as we speak. Hello, Mr. Hoynes. How are you?
Hi, Paul.
What's up, guys? I'm glad there's only one of me. Believe me, there's a lot of other people that feel the same.
Mrs. Hoynes, for one.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
50 years.
Woo! Oh, man. But Hoynes, does the trip to New York ever get old for you?
It's always exciting. I like New York, but it's a different place, man.
It really is.
All I know is, like, I have nightmares about New York because you always wanted to take, what is it? You want to take the subway out there, out to the Bronx if you're staying in Manhattan, and then you end up taking a car back, and it's always twice as much to come back from Yankee Stadium as it is to go out there, right?
Oh, yeah. But I take the subway back, too. So it's most of the time I do, like most of the time.
You and Jody Garrett. Remember Jody used to take the subway out to the ballpark?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jody, sure. I rode out there with Rick Dempsey once when he was catching for the Tribe.
Are there any good subway stories that you have from going out there so many times?
I just kind of keep my head down and mumble. So, you know, people stay away from me.
Mumble. That's great strategy.
Or pull out your guitar and start singing. You'll be good there, too.
That would do it, too.
All right, Hoynesy. They made a couple moves. Alex Cobb, can you explain to me what's going on here? He's got fingernail issues. Don't we have somebody here who can put acrylics on this guy so he can get back out there and pitch? What's the deal?
Yeah, you know, they did not announce that until yesterday, and I haven't talked to anybody about it. You know, I talked to Chris Antonetti yesterday morning and asked him why, you know, that Cobb wasn't listed in the rotation. This is before they made the move, and he said they were still working through things. But, you know, he did have some blister issues with the Giants when he was ready to come back just before they traded him. So maybe it's related. But I was thinking, you got to get Tom Candiotti back here. You know, what did he put? He used to put horse, what they used to put, trainers used to put this medication on horse hooves, the racehorses, to make their hooves tougher. So he used to put that on his nails. So you got to do that. They got to get some of that.
They made three moves leading up to the trade deadline, Hoynesy. You pick up Alex Cobb, which I thought that looks like a nice deal. You went and you picked up an outfielder who you thought, all right, well, you need an outfielder. All right, you guys chose Lane Thomas, fine. And the Matthew Boyd move, which we'll see it again tonight. And so far, two of the three haven't worked out very well. And I can't even be mad at them because I think they made some pretty solid moves at the trade deadline. It just hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I liked what Cobb did the first two starts,
yeah,
just because, you know, he really hadn't pitched all year. You know, so that was encouraging, but it's disappointing. Now he's down for 15 days, and you don't know how they're going to fill that spot on Tuesday. You know, I can't see him going with a bullpen game, you know, with as much as they lean on a bullpen, and what, are they going to empty it to Tuesday and then maybe put Wednesday's game in jeopardy? So, you know, I would think they'll call somebody up. But, and Lane Thomas is a mystery, just Jeff and Andy. I, you know, this guy's a solid ball player. But right now, he's 6 for 53. And I think we're past the point where, you know, he's pressing to impress his new ball club. I'm not sure what's going on.
Hoynesy, what can you do with him? You picked him up to play him. He's got an option. You can't send him down. That's just that would look miserable. What can you do here?
Well, I think you can do what they're trying to do is mix and match now. And you know, they brought Brennan back up. He's swinging the bat well, so you got to play him. The good thing is he can play center, he can play left. He doesn't have to just play right field. And maybe you can, put Thomas back in there 2 or 3 times a week, let him get going. But you don't want to – then you don't want to sit John Kenzie Noel. You know, he's been struggling a little lately, but he showed a lot of power in the Cubs series. You don't want that to go away. And, and the guy that's really getting squeezed out of time is Tyler Freeman. He was a center fielder for a while, for most of the season. He can't get on the field now.
All right, so when Jeff and I heard that Chase DeLauder was going to AAA from Akron, I mean, let's be honest, we've all watched this story happen and unfold before. He's like 4 or 5 at-bats away from being in the bigs right now. Is the plan to get him more experience in AAA, or do you think they're fast-tracking him to be here even with a little bit of expanded rosters that they do?
Well, I don't think so, Andy. I think they'll keep it AAA. You know, they're just still really, I think, leery of his, he's had so many injuries with his feet. I think they want to get him settled. They said he earned the promotion. He finished really strong at Akron the last 10, 15 games there, 30, 20 games there. They thought, offensively he was driving the ball. I think they just want to see him play against better competition, but I'd be surprised if they brought him up. I think they want him just to develop and, this guy really hasn't played a lot of baseball. He's been hurt so much.
Hoynesy, you mentioned Tyler Freeman. Andy and I have talked about Tyler and Daniel Schneeman. Both have done a nice job with what they've been asked to do. Both aren't hitting the ball real well right now. I don't think you need two guys who can play the same positions, basically, and a bunch of them who aren't hitting. If you were to send one of them down, like Esteban Florial is hotter than blazes right now at AAA, would you give him another look? Would you bring up Manzardo and hope, even though he's not hitting the ball real well right now, that he's figured out enough that he can hit major league pitching? Or would you just leave it as it is right now?
Well, I think they got to do something. Jeff, I really do. I think, this offense is kind of dying on the vine here.
Yep.
They seem to be, relying on a home run more and more. And, this isn't a home run hitting team, as Stephen Bogart has told us many times. They're kind of they got to get people on base. They've got to, move the line and move the chain. And they're not doing that. And, I would think they've got to do something. I was thinking Gabriel Arias, but he's kind of fallen off a cliff down in Akron. Obviously they've got to do something. I think they've got to do something to stir the offense a little bit and get back to the, style of play that led them to where they are right now to help them win 72 games.
Are they still taking it day to day inside the clubhouse? Like I know as a fan, it's easier to go, oh man, this ship seems like it's taking on water. But then you look and you're like, they're still 20 games over 500. Is it, you've watched this team go through losing streaks and winning streaks and overachieve and underachieve maybe a little bit. What's the psyche of this team right now? And doesn't that belong to the manager, making sure that everything's going forward?
Yeah. Vogt has done a good job with that. You don't see him get rattled. You don't see him, start biting his nails. And when he talks to the media, he's always the same day in and day out. We're trying to win today. Tomorrow we can't do anything about yesterday. Tomorrow you never know what's going to happen, so let's concentrate on today. The same kind of mantra that Francona took, and I think that's pretty much kind of leaked into the clubhouse. I think those guys are the same way. But this past weekend in Milwaukee, that was a bad one, guys. That was you've all been in losing locker rooms. And those were 3 days in a row that you know, you're sitting there wondering, who do you talk to? Because everybody's eating or had their head in their locker. You know, nobody wants to say anything. And that was a wake-up call, I think.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Hoynes joining us from The Plain Dealer. You can read all of Hoynes' work at cleveland.com as well. Hoynes, I want to go big picture, long term on three guys with you. Two of them pitchers, Shane Bieber, coming back from his Tommy John surgery, and Matthew Boyd, who is now back from Tommy John surgery, making his second start tonight. Each guy's contract runs out at the end of this year. If you're the Guardians, are you investing in one or both? And if you're Matthew Boyd, are you just hoping to get healthy, put some games on tape, and go sign for a big contract somewhere?
You know, I think in Boyd's part, you know, I think he'd be open to coming back. I mean, he likes it in Cleveland. He's talked about it a lot. But, you know, they obviously had a chance to, you know, sign him to 1 year, for more than 1 year. I thought maybe you sign him 1 or 2 years with an option, or, you know, 1 year with another an option for next year. But they, you know, they just kind of took it at this year. So that tells me both parties are kind of looking at this. Let's see, let's reevaluate at the end of the season. With Bieber, I think both sides have, there's some interest in bringing Bieber back. Both sides feel that way. But I don't think, you know, I think you know, there's still a lot of ground to cover, I think. But, you know, in talking to Bieber, talking to the Guardians, I think there's interest on both sides to getting something done for next year. But, you know, the contract is kind of how do you arrange, you know, do that contract? Because he's not going to be able to pitch, what, for at least half a season, right?
Right. That's an interesting one to watch. And I hate to do this because I do it too often. I look at the offense and I think, man, thank goodness for Jose Ramirez and for Josh Naylor. And then I think, and Josh is arbitration eligible next year, and after next season can leave as a free agent. Would you try to extend him, Hoynesy? But I think it's interesting that three of the top seven prospects in the organization, according to the new MLB rankings, are first basemen. What do you think both sides are thinking there?
Yeah, you know, I think Josh would love to stay here. I think, you know, he's talked about, you know, playing with his brother, how much he likes it, you know, and they've had chances, obviously, to talk about, you know, an extension. It hasn't happened, and we all know when you get this close to free agency, the harder it gets to extend the contract. So, you know, there's something there that's holding things up, I would imagine.
Hoynesy, what do you think of the schedule? I'm just looking. I think like the next 16 games, they play Kansas City 7 of the next 16. And how difficult of a road is this with New York for 3? At least you get to come home against Texas. Then you got Kansas City for 4. Then you're still hosting Pittsburgh, which is at least it's here. And then you're at Kansas City. I don't even want to talk about what's on the back end because you got the Dodgers after that. But just your thoughts on like maybe the next 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, I think they're going to be really tough. Andy, I think this is, they've had one of the toughest, you know, toughest schedules coming out of the break for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they just got done with the first place team in Milwaukee that swept them. Now they're in New York with the first place team. Kansas City is 2.5 back. The Twins are 2.5 back. They've still got games with them. And they haven't played that well in the division. So, yeah, this is going to be a grind. They're going to be fortunate to hang on and win this if they do that.
Hoynesy, this season's just been way too much fun, though. Even if things collapse from here on out, and I don't know that we all expected this, and I don't expect things to collapse. I think they're going to play some postseason baseball. But this thing's just been as much fun as any season in recent memory to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, it's a lot like what, 2022 maybe? Or no, yeah, 2022 when they came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I did not expect this club to play as well as they have. And you know if they had Bieber, you know what, where would it be? You know, we would probably wouldn't be talking like this. But I mean, if their rotation had stayed, you know, at least on stable ground, you know, this wouldn't even be a race, I don't think. So it's been a fun team to cover. It's been a fun season to us watch unfold.
All right, Hoynesy, keep your head down on the subway. We always appreciate your time. Thank you, man.
We'll see you guys.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, Paul Hoynes joining us right here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.